Carl Cooley here from NorthwestNow.net News Center, and I'm on the phone with Dr. Abby Fisher, Campus Director at UW-Eau Claire Barron County. And Abby, I've heard that the campus is ending a lease for the buildings for the Student Center and the gymnasium that are technically owned by the county, giving it back to the county, who will then be leasing that out to the school district of Rice Lake for child care. Tell me about this.
Yes, the university, UW-Eau Claire Barron County, we looked at our building usage and we realized that we weren't using all of the buildings provided by the county. We weren't using them all as efficiently as we could. And so this academic year, we made a concerted effort to reduce our footprint on campus so we more effectively use our buildings and give our students and our community a more sense of a more tight-knit community, so closer to one another. And that meant that we made the decision to move out of the Student Center. And so we have relocated most of the services that were in the Student Center. We've relocated now to Meggers Hall. And all of our classrooms, except for art and music, all of our classrooms are now in Ritzinger Hall. And this is helping the university because we're making better use of our buildings, and we're being more responsible to the county and to the county taxpayers. But now our community has a wonderful opportunity with the Rice Lake Area School District taking over management of the Student Center. The Rice Lake Area School District intends to renovate the Student Center into a child care center. And that child care center is going to serve well over 100 children. And our community has significant need for childcare. And so I'm excited by the opportunity for more parents to find a place for their child during the day.
Now, does this include the gymnasium too?
So the childcare center will be in the Student Center. And then the gymnasium, during the pandemic, the university, we ended our traveling sports teams. And so we still have a professor who plays basketball with our students, and we've got pickleball in there. That's the local group that our students play with them, and we've got some volleyball that still happens. We don't have traveling teams anymore. So the Rice Lake Area School District, specifically the Rice Lake High School sports teams, have been the largest users of our gymnasium for at least 2 years, if not longer. It starts in the fall with fall sports and lasts all the way through the end of April as they start to transition their spring sports outside. So right before that transition, they're in the gym, and it's basically 6 or 7 months of the Rice Lake High School sports teams practicing in our gym. So I think we all think it makes sense for the district to take over the gymnasium as well.
You know, the gymnasium has been used for community events, fundraisers and such in the past. Also hosted Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s visit to Rice Lake last fall. You know, will this change that it being used for those type of purposes?
In the end, I believe those decisions will be left to the school district, but I anticipate the school district will, as it does with its current facilities, will continue to support our community in all of the events that we have. I fully anticipate that the men's club event will still happen in October, that Northwood Tech will continue to be able to have their commencement there, and that we can have the Wisconsin Education Fair there in September. The Rice Lake Area School District is a great community partner, and I anticipate that will continue going forward.
I've heard people concerned about the buildings, the campus closing, not you're terminating the lease with the buildings, and that it's a sign that the university campus isn't in great shape. Would you want to dispel that kind of talk?
UW-Eau Claire Barron County is being smart. We are taking a look at our headcount, and our instructors are teaching right now more students than we are teaching at the start of the pandemic. In fact, I think we're higher than our fall of 18 numbers. Mm-hmm. But due to the change in way people are learning, we have fewer people coming to campus. And so it makes sense for us to better use the Ritzinger Hall classrooms, because those classrooms are excellent. We're also very thankful for the renovations that the county made on these buildings in the early 2000s. So why not go ahead and use those wonderful classrooms that the county has provided for us, and then realize savings in utilities and maintenance by no longer managing the Student Center and the gym. When we look across the state at the other two-year campuses, many of them that are open today are following in our footsteps, honestly. We were one of the first to go down this path. It's smart to go back to our county and say, hey, county, we're not using these as well as we could. Do you have somebody else who could use these buildings? And thankfully, the Rice Lake Area School District said, yeah, they'd be happy to help out and help not just the university, help the county, but also just help our whole community with what they're going to provide in the future.
Mm-hmm. What is the projected timeline for the child care center to get up and running?
That is a very good question. I think Randy Dross or Victor Dross probably has a better answer.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard renovations will start towards the fall, maybe January of 26, but as we all know, supply lines,
things can change.
Yeah.
Best laid plans.
Right. Supply chains. Yeah. Supply chains are funky right now. So I don't know, but we hope soon. With Hilltop Daycare closing, I believe this summer, we need childcare. And I know there are some outstanding private childcare providers in town, and they are doing everything they can to fill the gap. But 150 kids at once, we're eager for it, ready for it. And so as a university, we're ready to help the district in however we can once we're fully out of that building.
Well, that sounds great. Anything else to add?
As a university, we're excited about the child care center coming to campus. We're excited about having child care on campus because it's going to bring more and different people to campus. In the last year, we welcomed UW Extension to our library, welcoming the school district to campus, and we may have some additional entities renting space on a more regular basis. We foresee 1800 College Drive being more of a community center for a whole region. More so than just a university, we want to be more of a community center. And so we're going to see more foot traffic and more people on campus. And that's exciting for us as a university. And we hope our community finds it just as exciting.
Sounds like a good deal here, you know, especially with the need for childcare in the area. Plus, you know, for the campus with more non-traditional students too, you know, people with families looking to go back to school. I suppose having childcare a possibility right there it will be
quite the benefit. It's going to be quite the draw.
Yeah, quite the benefit for everyone.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We have both staff, faculty, and students today who wish the childcare was open right now. So we can't wait for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Abby. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
That was an interview with UW-Eau Claire-Barron County Campus Director Abby Fisher about the university ending the lease of the Student Center and Gymnasium with Barron County, returning it to the county, who was then leasing it to the Rice Lake Area School District for their uses, including a child care facility. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Thank you for listening.